With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hello, you're listening to 5 Minute Folklore with me, Bob Shoy. On this episode, we're looking into some Asian folklore with Olda Koze, whose stories originate from Kazakhstan. Olda Koze is a character that adheres to the classic trickster archetype and is often referred to as a creative liar. So I'll start this episode with what is probably his most well-known story, Olda Koze and the Magic Coat. Here's this week's 5 Minute Folklore. Long ago, the notorious trickster Olda Koze was travelling on his horse across the Kazakh steppe. It was bitterly cold, and his coat was completely threadbare and covered in holes. His ears stung from the freezing wind. He tried to whip his horse to speed the cold journey up, but the mount was old and would not go any faster. He sighed and shivered.
When the horse is bad, the road is long.
A short while later, he spotted another traveller. He recognised him. He was a famously wealthy lord, and he was wearing a thick coat made of fox's fur. Olda Koze quickly came up with a plan. When he came close to the other rider, he opened up his coat and began to fan himself as if travelling under the hot sun.
Whew. Good day, sir.
He said to the other man as he passed. He looked puzzled and asked,
"Are you not cold?"
"Cold?"
Koze responded in shock.
"Not in this coat. I'm too hot."
He displayed his coat to the man.
"Can't you see the fine craftsmanship in this? When the cold air blows in one of the holes, it blows straight back out the next. I'm sweating in this fine coat."
Olda Koze's plan was working. The man wanted the holy coat, and he was used to being able to buy any wondrous thing he saw. He pondered a moment.
"My good man, allow me to help you. You will melt in that coat. In order to ease your suffering, I am willing to trade this fox fur coat, which is just right in this cold weather, for yours, which is obviously too warm."
Olda Koze considered the offer and decided to push his con further.
"That's very kind of you, but I simply cannot make the trade. This special coat was given to me by my own father, who has now sadly passed. It really does mean a lot to me."
The wealthy man wasn't used to not getting what he wanted. As Koze anticipated, it only made him want the coat even more.
"I merely wish to help. It pains me to see you suffer in the heat of that coat. I understand it is hard to hand over something so precious to you, so allow me to extend the offer to include my horse as well. It rides swiftly. The wind as it gallops will cool you further."
Olda Koze considered the offer, but showed hesitation.
"Well, that's a very generous offer, but it was my father's coat, and he gave me a very important warning, but I can't remember it exactly.
The other man was becoming impatient.
How can you refuse?
Okay, take my coat, hat, horse, and this bag of money. Surely your father would have wanted you to accept such a charitable offer. Alder Kose jumped down from his bony old horse and threw off his holy coat. He took his new, warm hat and coat and put them on, climbed onto his new, healthy horse, and rode on, clutching a large bag of money. The other man sat on Kose's old mount, wearing the holy coat, looking smug. As he rode, Alder Kose turned back and called out,
"Oh, I just remembered my father's important warning. The magic of that coat only works for me."
He laughed to himself and rode on. During his travels, Alder Kose was often asked,
"How did you come across a coat as fine as that?"
And he would tell them,
"I traded for it, with a coat that had over 70 holes in it."
And then would proceed to tell the full story. Alder Kose was such an accomplished and entertaining storyteller that the tale would always have the listeners laughing, thanking him, and offering foods. I hope you enjoyed the story. There's another one a bit later. Also on this episode, we're going to look into Alder Kose's similarities to other folklore characters, what he represents for the Kazakh people, and his many stories and portrayals. Alder Kose is a sly but kind swindler, scoundrel, and anti-hero. Similar to the character of Robin Hood, he will help the poor and weak by cheating the greedy, often targeting rich Khans. Khan being a Persian word used as either a sovereign title or to describe a military ruler. His use of wit to prevail over the greedy and selfish, and range of popular and funny children's stories also bear many similarity to other tricksters' folk tales, like Brer Rabbit or Anansi from West African folklore, who we've previously talked about on this show. Like these other characters, he always comes out on top by turning the tables on his rivals. He is also sometimes referred to as the Beardless Trickster. Long beards, as well as possession of large herds of livestock, were considered signs of the upper classes. Alder Kose prevailed to represent the triumph of the lower classes. He is a champion of the poor and repressed, whose stories were likely born from a frustration towards the wealthy. His popularity is not only present in Kazakhstan. His tales are also told in Russia, Uzbekistan, Kyrgyzstan, and other Central Asian countries. He is also the subject of many films and cartoons from Kazakhstan, Turkmenistan, and Russia, including Bezborodyi Obmanschik, or The Beardless Swindler, from 1964, and a more recent children's animated series from 2011 that portrays his adventures, titled Alder Kose. The story told at the beginning of this episode, Old Okoze and the Magic Coat, is probably the most famous of his tales, and is told under various names, such as Old Okoze's Cloak and Old Okoze Tricks the Bay. Bay, or Bay, being a word from Old Turkic meaning a rich man. In that story, he is travelling across the Kazakh steppe, an area of vast open grassland adjacent to Russia, also known as the Great Steppe, Uli Dala, or the Great Dala. Some other well-known Old Okoze stories are The Bag of Trickness, Old Okoze and His Little Swindle Stick, and Old Okoze and the Devils, also known as Old Okoze and Satan, or Old Okoze and Shaitan. Shaitan being a name for a type of demon or malevolent creature. I'm going to read a short section of an essay now called Dualistic Representations in Kazakh Fairy Tales, from Man in India by Serials Productions, which talks about the Shaitan story. The hero wins the dispute with the help of cunning. Now we see the elements of stunting and trickery in the fairy tale of Old Okoze and Shaitan. The Shaitan and Old Okoze cook meat. Older asks what exactly Shaitan will eat. Something which is felt by teeth or not. The Shaitan chooses the first. Old Okoze boils meat so long and the meat became so soft which cannot be felt by teeth. The devil gets the naked bones. Next time, Shaitan chooses the food which cannot be felt by teeth. Old Okoze boils meat only once and removes a cauldron from fire. The devil gets thin broth, and he is hungry again. There are other Old Okoze stories that deal with him having adventures with demons, giants, or monsters, and in some, Okoze is portrayed as being evil, working for the devil, or even being the devil himself. I'm going to tell another story now, showing Okoze in his more classical trickster role again. This one is called The Donkey and the King. One day, a king requested to speak with Old Okoze. He wanted to test him. Old Okoze obliged.
"A pleasure to meet you," said the king. "I have heard that you can do absolutely anything. Is this true?"
"Yes,"
Old Okoze answered.
"Then tell me this. Could you teach a donkey to speak?"
the king asked.
"No problem. It'll take me 20 years, but I can do it. Before I start, though, you must pay me handsomely."
The king thought for a moment.
"Okay. You can have the payment now, but if you do not fulfill the challenge, I will chop off your head."
"Seems fair,"
Old Okoze responded. He bowed and left. A few years later, Old Okoze had still not started on the king's request and was living merrily on the money he had been paid. He was in the market and one of the stall vendors asked him,
"So, when are you going to teach the king's donkey to speak, Okoze?"
"Never,"
Old Okoze responded. The vendor looked shocked.
"But it'll have your head."
"Not likely,"
Old Okoze laughed.
"In 20 years, either the king or the donkey will be dead. I can enjoy the money as I like and wait to see who dies first."
He smiled at the stall vendor, who was speechless, and walked on, whistling to himself. Old Okoze is often described as a gentle character, and is popular for not only representing a kind man willing to act on behalf of other gentle Kazakh people like himself, but also as a presentation of the cunning and clever nature of the people of Kazakhstan. That's all for this week's episode. If you want to contact me, you can do so via the email 5minutefolklore@gmail.com or through the website 5minutefolklore.com, where you can also find ways to support the show, plus links to the various social media accounts. Thanks to Rick Dove and Rebecca Chapman for voices this week, as usual. If you have a means to record and would like to appear as a voice on 5-Minute Folklore, then send me an email at 5minutefolklore@gmail.com and maybe we can arrange something. I've had a few requests for that recently and think it could be fun to have a few listeners appear on the show. We're still continuing this run of episodes, visiting a different continent each time. For the next one, we'll be going back to European folklore, and then after that, there's one more where we return to Africa. Until then, thanks for listening. Now to play us out, here is the outro music from the Alder Kose animated series.
Однажды встретились Бай и Алдар Косе. Берде Бай мен Алдар Косе кездесіпті. Берде Бай мен Алдар Косе кездесіпті. Что это на тебе? Где твой конь? Үстіңдегі мұнауың не? Атың қайда? Үстіңдегі мұнауың не? Атың қайда?
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.